Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of black bulls, queens of spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
What's up, everybody? It is Doc Chocolate, BBC, and I'm here with some awesome gentlemen. And before I properly introduce these men of the hour, these valiant men, I want y'all to go to bullsandqueens.com and get my free gift to you, which is the Bulls, the Queens, and the Cucks Survival Guide to the Lifestyle. It's a good place for you to start if you are just getting into cuckolding or you want to learn more about getting into the lifestyle. And then also make sure you check out my OnlyFans, which has my naughty and my nasty and my decrepit adventures with wives and moms and even some sexy grandmas and daughters over the age of 18. And if you're a kid, don't go there. Matter of fact, you shouldn't even be listening to this podcast if you're a kid. Get the hell off and go watch Sesame Street, please. And I am such an idiot. I need to be canceled. My guests are shaking their head right now. One more thing, y'all. If you are coming to Vegas and you would like your wife to have an experience, I do offer what is called a hot wife training day. And this is where I give your wife a sensual massage. And I have the setting where it's nice, it's romantic, it is very, very sensual, dimly lit lights. And we give your wife a full body from head to toe, Nuru massage with coconut oil, with whispering, with tantalizing whisperings in her ear, and she's probably gonna come before she comes. But make sure that y'all go to hotwifetrainingday.com for that. So without further ado, drum roll please. Let's go ahead and introduce the two gentlemen who are guesting? Is that a word? No, guesting isn't a word. They are guests on the podcast now. I have Mr. Hopeful Cuck and Mr. Poor White Boy. Give them a hand. Woo-hoo. That's where we put the fake applause at. How are you guys doing
Thanks
today?
Thanks for having us, Doc.
You're very, very welcome. You're very, very welcome. So these two gentlemen, they are parts of a group of cuckold gentlemen that I have actually had the pleasure and the blessing of knowing for literally the better part of 2+ years, I want to say. And I've talked at length with these gentlemen. I've been in Twitter communities and groups with them. I've even had them on the podcast on the Bulls and Queens probably about 3-4 times before in the past, I want to say. And these guys are the go-to if you are a cuckold man and you are looking or wanting to research and get information on what is it like to be a cuck, right? And what is the do's and the don'ts? How do you get into cuckolding? Like, can you be a manly man and be a cuck? And I can say this, you guys, with all honesty and 100% genuineness, I'm just making up words right now. Genuineness. God damn, why am I a podcaster? I can't even pronounce proper English words. But these guys are manly men where they prove that you can be a man's man and still be a cuckold. So as we start off, these two gentlemen are starting a podcast in conjunction with myself. I'm actually producing their podcast, and I'm going to let the two gentlemen tell you guys how to get a hold of them on X, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the podcast. So go ahead, gentlemen. Y'all have the floor.
Well, let's start with this, Doc. First of all, there are a couple of us who are missing. First is at Hubs to Hot Wife on Twitter, at Hubs, the number 2 Hot Wife. Wonderful guy. Very thoughtful. Has an amazing hot wife. Spectacular. She is busy 4 nights a week. She's out of control.
Busy in what way? Busy in what way?
That kid gets laid. Let's just be clear. She gets fucking laid. She just gets fucking laid. And she doesn't even ask. I'm not in tonight. I'm doing this. And the other person who's missing is at Cuckoo Cuck, C-U-C-K-O-O-C-U-C-K. Aussie, as we call him. He's from Australia. He makes recording the episodes a fucking pain in the ass because he lives on the other side of the world. So we're recording. We did an episode with Crystal Welch a couple weeks ago. That kid had to get up at 5 a.m. to do an episode with. It was fucking crazy.
Jeez.
But we've all been part of a DM room for the last 4 years, since 2020. And the room has grown and shrunk. But there's this core group of people who have been part of it, and we have amazing conversations where we talk about the lifestyle. We talk about who we are and what we want and who our wives are and what they want. And just the lifestyle in general. And it occurred to us that there isn't a whole lot of information out there from the cuck's point of view, right? You have a podcast. Drew Marsden's out there talking. Crystal Welch talks. Venus talks. Cucks don't have much of a voice. And the ones that do have a voice tend to be one person. We're a group. We chop up all kinds of topics, and then we bring in people like Crystal Welch. Doc, I don't want to shock you, but we interviewed you.
What? Are you serious?
I swear to
God. Why would you interview that guy? That guy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Well, listen, that's the same conversation we had. And
I mean,
our goal is to educate and entertain. We have, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, we have loved the conversations that we've had. We've enjoyed the people that we've interviewed. We've enjoyed the back and forth between ourselves. And we think that your fans, the people who listen to you, will appreciate our perspective. And we think that we have a voice that is missing.
I think that's so right. Basically, Yeah, usually what you hear of supposedly cucks and stuff is you see the little captions or you see the, you know, sort of video representations, and there's not a lot of just true voices that are, you know, saying, hey, we're not the ones, you know, we're not on the camera or whatever, but we're out here and we're living life and we're doing this and we enjoy it a lot. So hopefully we can help some people that are interested or walking, you know, down that road as well. Let you know. I mean, one thing is just let you know you're not alone with it. There's a lot of us out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love the fact because, I mean, we're in 2024 as we record this podcast, and we live in a time and an age where there is literally a community for everybody, right? Everybody belongs. And that should be the same for cuckolds. I mean, cuckolds, being a cuckold, man, it's not something where it's just like, you know, there's 100 of you guys out there. There's literally like 10, probably hundreds of thousands of cuckold guys and even more guys that are wanting to get in, or they're undercover cucks, in my personal opinion, right? Yeah. And so, I mean, let me ask you this. Why do you think that there hasn't really been a big, huge cuckold community started or a podcast started for that's devoted towards cuckold men before now? Like, what is your thoughts on that?
They were waiting for us.
Oh, shit. That's not like that.
They were waiting for us.
Hey, hopeful, real quick, I want you to pick up a mic and just drop it because you just dropped the motherfucking mic.
Look, the role of the cuckold is to be in the background in general. That's the rule. We have a little saying. We stole it from Ted Lasso, who stole it from Walt Whitman in our little group, which is be curious, not judgmental. And that's the way we are trying to present the information in this podcast. So we're looking to talk to everybody from interesting partners of Hot Wives. We're not opposed to interviewing Hot Wives. We talked to Crystal Welch. What we're trying to do is to ask questions from a cuck point of view, to discuss issues from a cuck point of view, to present that third side of this triangle that tends to be overlooked. Guys like you interview amazing women, and God bless you for doing that. We all like it, right? There are a bunch of other podcasts out there. Venus, Crystal is doing her podcast again and blogging for Venus. We were talking to at Sexy with Three X's Soccer Mom's partner at Hot Soccer Daddy about doing an interview. We're working on that. What we're trying to do is reach out and give people the perspective that they don't normally get. Okay. We want the men who listen to us, the men who are interested in this lifestyle, to realize that they're no different from us. We're all just regular people.
Correct. Correct.
Who live a much better life than you.
I love it. I love it. And yeah,
not a better life than you, Doc.
I will not argue with you on that.
No, you're having a little bit of fun, kid.
Just a tiny bit. Just a tiny bit. Well,
I can't believe you're not fucking somebody right now.
I actually am. I'm doing it very, very quietly. So that's how good I am.
Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to this spicy episode.
I can't believe you're not fucking somebody right now.
I actually am. I'm doing it very, very quietly. So that's how good I am.
Now, you might be quiet, but she wouldn't be.
So I love how you basically stated, hopeful, that it's a triangle approach, right? Because when I first started the Bulls and Queens podcast a couple years ago, I basically called it Bulls and Queens because that is literally two points on that triangle, because you have the bull and then you also have the queen, all right, or the hot wife, whatever you want to call it, right? Labels are irrelevant. But on the third point, you're going to have the cuck or the stag or whatnot. And I did not know anything about cuckolding until about 2 years into my journey in the lifestyle. So I got into the lifestyle back in 2017. And then 2019, I'm operating as a single bull in the lifestyle. And then I started hearing cuckold, cuckold, cuckold. And, you know, fuck my wife, and this and that. And I just want to watch. And, you know, I don't even want to be in the room. I just want you to fuck my wife and send me videos. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? I don't understand this. And so I started researching it and I'm like, wow, I had never heard of cuckolding before. And then I just see that there is like a shit ton of cucks out there. So let me ask you guys this. What would you say is the biggest misconceptions of cuckolding to civilians that don't know what it truly is?
I think sometimes a lot of it is to do with sort of this, you know, being a cuck was kind of it was an insult. It was thrown around as like, aha, you know, you're in sort of political spheres and so forth. And a lot of the things that we see, portrayals in porn and so forth of cuckolds and these things, there's a lot of the, you know, like, hey, this guy is a pathetic loser, you know, only good for whatever, you know. And sometimes I think that's like a fun realm to play in, but that's not the whole truth about any of us. And part of that truth is that, like, you know, I don't know, our sexuality developed in a way where we dig sort of being there but not doing the stuff. I don't know it, but it feels right when you're there, and that's what's happening. And you know, just get that out there, let people know it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like the more the people and the population hears the voices of those who are operating within cuckolding, I feel like it's going to bring more normalcy to it, where it's not such a taboo thing to be a cuck, you know, where it's not like an insult that, oh, you know, you call me a cuck, you know, I'm gonna take that outside, take you out to the streets, you know, because, hey, I'm just going to tell you guys again, like, these cuck are some manly, they are some manly men. You know, you'll get your ass whipped by a cuck with a cage on. He'll probably put the cage on you. He's going to cuck you.
Well, we don't get to decide when the cage is on, Doc. You're about to find that out.
Oh, damn. I am, aren't I?
Yeah.
We're going to get into that in a second. But like on Doc, you know, being a caged bull. But what is the name of the podcast?
It's called
Cuck My Life.
You said fuck your life.
Yeah, well, listen, it's a play on that. The idea is Cuck My Life. We, none of the four of us who are presenting this, do anything outside of this. We are, this is who we are. And so it's a play on two things. It's the play on Fuck My Life and all that. And, but realistically, our lives revolve around our partners and their pleasure. And their pleasure brings us pleasure. That, you know, the word compersion comes to mind, and compersion is kind of the opposite of jealousy, I think, and it is the essential idea, meaning that instead of being upset that somebody around you is having pleasure or being happy, you find great joy in that pleasure. When my partner is happy and satisfied, I'm happier than I am when I am happy and satisfied. Her being getting what she needs, her being treated in the way that she needs to be treated, makes me happy. And that's not just sexual, right? Like, I clean the snow off her car and start it in the morning so it'll be warm when she gets into it.
Oh, wait. What is snow? I live out here in Vegas.
Fuck you. But we had it last fucking weekend. Fuck you.
Oh, it's that white stuff that I see in the mountains. Fucking evil, man. In my warm, warm Las Vegas valley.
It's the worst. But I do what I can to try and make her happy. Like, I was listening to Venus and Crystal on Venus's podcast 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And they were talking about the life of a cuck. They were talking about what it's like, and that it's not all fun and games, that sometimes, you know, a big chunk of it is cleaning the house. And while I was listening to them talk about that, I was on my hands and knees scrubbing the toilet. Right? So our goal here is to present a version of what it is to be a cuckold that isn't just the porn clip, where the guy's like, oh, no, please don't fuck my wife. Because I promise you, none of us are like that. We're like, oh, yes, please fuck my wife. It is, we are what we are. And we don't pretend to be anything else.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing is, you just got to be who you are. And you get to a certain age where you just stop giving a damn what people think. And I'm at that age, and I love life even more. And where I see this going, you guys, is this is going to, because this is a community, right? It's a triangle, right? So Bulls and Queens and the Venus Cuckolders podcast, even Mike the Lot Cuck, Crystal Welch, you know, Cuck, I almost said Fuck My Life, Cuck My Life. I see it being a great big spear where there's cross promotion going back and forth, and we just make the whole world a better place, because I myself consider myself a lifestyle evangelist, and
you're
I'm a proselytizer, and I'm bringing the gospel, the good news of
the good news.
Lifestyle. Amen. To the people. Hallelujah.
Preach.
Yes.
Everybody bow down to the big dick.
He went there. And like, I can really see Cuck My Life. Just like there's FML, right? You guys have heard of FML. Life. I can really see there being a bunch of hashtags where it's like hashtag Cuck My Life, hashtag CML. You know, I see that in the future for Cuck My Life.
Well, certainly that's the goal. The goal is, and we've talked about this a lot. We've been working on this now for a few months and trying to develop it in a way that makes sense for us. Primarily, this is an exercise for us in talking about who we are and what our feelings are. If people listen to it, if people find it interesting and are excited by it, amen. But we find conversations that we're having individually to be cathartic and to be an opportunity to share with one another how we feel about the lifestyle that we are all drawn to. Being a cuck is, it's not something you become. You either are or you aren't. It's not something you become.
Okay. So, like, I feel like I became a partial cuck when my girlfriend, Eva Sexy Fairy, made me, look, I keep on saying made me, but I wanted to. She made me watch her on video chat get fucked by a bull. And I was like, I love it.
Uh-oh. Welcome
to the world, Doc.
But the thing is, too, like, okay, so this is a crazy thing, guys. Like, she calls herself a cuck queen, right? She was, we were having this conversation last week on the phone, 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, you're not a cuck queen because I'm not a cuck. And then she was like, but I like to watch you fuck other women. And because she literally watches every single video that I make and she loves
it. She's not alone.
Yeah.
And that's what a cuck queen is, right? A cuck queen is a female cuckold. I love it when Tatiana sleeps with other men for whatever reason she chooses. It turns me on for reasons that I'm not always able to put my finger on, but it turns me into jelly. There's no question about it. I think what Eve's telling you is that it turns her on in a way that she can't explain to watch you sleep with other women. And that is the definition of a cuck queen. A cuck queen is somebody who is a female who feels the way Poe and I do about watching their partner have sex.
Don't
you're in
a good
place, Doc.
Thank you, sir. But don't you think it's because the one thing I'm trying to wrap my finger on, right, is, you know, obviously I love watching her get fucked by other guys, and then she loves watching me get fucked by other, watch me fuck other women. Don't you feel that the definition of either or cuckold versus and cuck queen is it's a one-sided non-monogamous relationship where if you're a cuck queen, okay, you like watching your dude with other ladies, but you don't play with other guys. And then vice versa, if you're a cuck, yeah, you love watching your lady with other guys, but you yourself don't play with other ladies.
Doc, if you don't want her to fuck other guys, you should have that conversation with her, not me.
Oh, I didn't say that. I'm just going to crop definitions. I'm just talking about definitions.
So, all right. So let's be clear, right?
All right.
Who gets to define you, Doc?
Hopeful cuck defines me.
I get to define you?
Yeah.
I get to decide what you are.
Yeah. You're the one with the kick-ass beard. You're the one with the kick-ass beard. Like, I mean, I'm, shoot, I'm yielding control to you, baby.
If we put both of your beards together, they wouldn't match mine. But let's be clear, Doc. Who gets to define you?
We define ourselves.
Right?
I believe that.
This is the same conversation that I have with the crazy bigots who hate the LGBTQ community forever. Like, you were born a blah, blah. Fuck you. Right? When somebody tells you who they are, who the hell are you to tell them that they're not?
Yeah.
Right? So when it comes to definitions, it's nice to have definitions to have a common understanding of what the different roles are in the lifestyle. But in the end, Doc, only you get to decide what you are. Only you get to decide what you do. One of the great truths of this lifestyle is, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, that there are as many ways to do it as there are people who do it. And nobody should ever tell you who you are or what you're supposed to do. Your role is what you decided is.
Can I jump in there?
Please.
As we were kind of, Mrs. D and I were kind of walking into this lifestyle, we kept getting to these points and I'm like, oh my gosh, am I cucking wrong? You know, am I doing this wrong? And thankfully we had you guys, you know, we were kind of DMing each other and getting together and talking about it. And that's one of the, I mean, sharing the experience with other people, there's a lot of different ways they do it. I do it quite a bit differently than Hopeful does. I mean, Doc here, he's kind of doing his own thing. He's blazing trails out there. And, but just kind of learning and sharing. And it's like, it's okay. Hey, you know, normally sort of maybe what people think of as traditionally XYZ, cuck queen, cuckold, whatever it is this, but you know, you can kind of do it a little different and that's all right.
Yeah. And I think that's what's beautiful about the lifestyle. Cause if we take a moment and just step back and get a 30,000 foot overview of the whole landscape of lifestyle, swinging, ethical non-monogamy, whatever you want to call it, it's pretty much what you want to get out of it. And so I know that many newbies, rookies, when they come into the lifestyle, they think that you got to do XYZ, ABC, and that you have to be defined within certain roles. And then what many people find out as they evolve, as they mature in the lifestyle, is that the way Hopeful cucks, the way Poor White Boy cucks, the way Dot Chocolate bulls cucks, whatever, it really is determined by what your wants, your needs, and your desires are. Would you agree or disagree?
In your relationship, right? This is a relationship dynamic, right? And every different relationship has to decide who they are, right? Now, one of the reasons why I like this lifestyle so much is because it requires deep, thoughtful, considerate conversation and consideration. You have to think about who you are, what you want, and then you have to negotiate that with your partner in a way that they understand, because this isn't, you know, let's roll around in the sheets for a couple minutes before we go to sleep. This takes planning and it takes thought. And you're inviting another person into the most intimate part of your life. That in and of itself is a complicated thing. And you have to have agreement as a unit on who those people are. This lifestyle pushes communication in a way that nothing else I've ever experienced has. And you cannot do this unless you can be 100% vulnerable with your partner, period. People ask us all the time, how do I get my wife into this? And I want to credit this, I think, to Crystal Welch, but I'm not 100% sure who said it. The best advice I've ever heard about how do you get your partner into this is to do what she fucking says first. Right? Don't say to her, I'll do whatever you say if you do this, because that's fucking bullshit. If you want to serve your partner, if you want to be in this lifestyle, begin by elevating her and doing the things that you think she wants you to do. Because you know what she wants you to fucking do. Do the fucking dishes. Take the fucking dogs out. Clean the fucking, sweep once in a while. Run the fucking vacuum. Clean the fucking bathroom. Right?
Yes.
Put the toilet paper on the fucking roller thingy. Jesus Christ, it's not that hard.
And make sure that the toilet paper is put on the right way, that it's facing downwards. Hanging over.
Yes. No, fuck you. No, what? Listen, already, now we're having a problem. Now we have a fight.
You put it on the opposite way?
It goes over.
That's what I'm saying.
We
all agree.
Over. Why are you so combative, Hopeful?
You need to calm your ass down. Toilet paper's a thing for me. I don't know.
It's a thing for me, too.
I feel like you've been talking to my wife or something. What's going on here?
Who, me or Hopeful?
Hopeful.
Oh, listen.
I'm going to have to run around the house. Oh, yeah. No, she is amazing. But I'm going to have to run around the house and make sure all the toilet papers or on the rolls and stuff, man.
I freaking hate that. I will fight somebody at the toilet paper.
let me just tell you, Tatiana, who is a very thoughtful person, very specifically never changes the toilet paper roll. When it runs out, she leaves it the way it fucking is. It's my goddamn job. So if you want your wife to do this, first, show her what you're willing.
Yeah.
Right? Number one, be 100% honest with her about who you are. Number two, work to make her comfortable and feel safe and secure. Right? Because I don't know a single woman who I've ever heard talk about hearing their husband say or their partner say, I'm interested in this lifestyle, whose first reaction wasn't, he wants to sleep with other women. That is every woman feeling. Doc, speak.
Facts.
Hey, so, well, and I was going to say I disagree, but you know what? I do agree. Now that I think of it, because the way I got into lifestyle, and you guys know my story, I know at least Hopeful does, but my ex-wife, she was the one who got me into the lifestyle.
Hey, did you know that there's a one-of-a-kind matchmaking service for cuckolding and female-led relationships? Join now at venusconnections.com and use the code TOPTIER2024 for 40% off the top 1% membership. That's venusconnections.com. Make 2024 the year that you get the relationship of your dreams.
Well, you know, the one thing I wanted to say is that remember that the lifestyle can be a lot like a Baskin Robbins, in that you're going to go in there and there's more than 31 flavors, okay?
Is there chocolate there?
Oh, yeah. And I don't know if you know this, but some people really like the chocolate.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
What? Some people get tattoos.
What? I've only seen, like, okay, obviously there's QoS tattoos and Queen of Spades and all that. I've seen, I think Venus has at least a couple guys that got the Venus Cuckoldress tats on them, and I'm like, wow.
I'm like, but you know what? That's one of those things, like, and here's what I was saying about Baskin Robbins is, like, you know, if you see something you're interested in, you're like, I might like that Rocky Road. And you can ask them, they'll give you a little sample. And you can try it. And if you didn't like it after you tried it, just don't get that one and get another one.
That happened to me. Like, so a woman ordered chocolates, and so I stuck the tip of my dick in her, and then she was like, I don't like it.
I don't know if I believe that story.
It's completely fabricated. Cool, okay. White boy. So I'm sorry. I interrupted you. I'm an asshole.
No, you're all right. No, it was funny. It was funny. We're going to have to ask you about how often you play Just the Tip.
Just the tip,
just for madame.
Just for a little
just
bit.
Just to see how it feels.
I sunk the whole thing into Tatiana last week, and she said, that's just the tip, right?
Oh, shit.
And I said,
All I was trying to say is, like, you can try stuff out, you know? And I mean, honestly, like, you could try the cuck thing and find out it's not for you. And you might say, you know, hey, maybe we should do the couples or the soft swap or whatever it is. But there's a lot of flavors out there to try. And, you know, if you find that certain flavors are kind of your thing, you can tell people, hey, I like the Rocky Road or the cuckold flavor. That one's really good. Yeah, and it doesn't mean that maybe later on you might not try, you know, raspberry sorbet or something. But
Yeah. Because, I mean, there's been many people that have transitioned. I mean, I know that even I'm not sure if you guys know Cuckoldress Abby and Cuck Dustin. They were first on Venus's podcast, and then they were on my podcast. And we actually did in Vegas a couple months ago. We did a cuckold wedding for the two of them.
Yeah,
and she had a cuckold gangbang. Oh, did you watch it? Did you watch the whole thing?
Not the whole thing. I've seen the clips.
But you need to watch the whole thing. There was like, hey, I was the preacher and I did the nuptials and, you know, I had to get myself a little taste of Cuckoldress Abbey. And that was very nice. And then she got flogged by Craig. And then afterwards was the gangbang. And like they ripped off her wedding dress. And it was four or five guys and her. And she took every single inch of dick. And these were some big dicks. Wow. And it was a long time. I mean, literally, it was literally about 90 minutes. He was watching. He was watching. He was in a corner. I was videotaping most of it. So he was trying to avoid bumping into me as I was videotaping it. But I mean, Abby, she's a very petite woman. She's about maybe 5'5", 115 pounds, I'd give her. And she did not tap out. She did not. She stopped for maybe a 45 second water break and she was back at it. She was like, all right, come on guys, let's go at it. And I was like, god damn, this woman is amazing.
I love when a woman's sexuality is like unleashed like that. She can just, you know, get it out, get it in, I guess would be more
right. More get it in, get it in, get it in and keep it in. Right. So listen,
how did those let's talk about, do you know,
Dustin and Abby?
Yeah.
So the reason why I brought them up was because Dustin, he started off as a bull in the lifestyle, right?
Wow.
And so he's just like you guys. He's a very manly man, right? You know, he's not the type of guy. He's the type of guy, he'll whoop some ass. And he is, I don't think I can say his profession, what he used to be, but he was in a pretty badass profession for most of his adult life. And because of his travels, you know, he was a bull. And so after about, I think, 15 or 20 years, he was tired of being a bull. And so he wanted to be in a relationship, but he wanted to be in the cuckold part. Right. So I guess he evolved. And I think they found each other on a site, I want to say. And she was newly out of a divorced marriage and they just linked up and the two of them were perfect together. So they live in the same area as well.
Vegas.
No, they live in the Midwest.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if I can say their location, but
don't. He's somebody that we're very interested in talking to. So we're interested in that side of it, and we'll reach out to him. And if you could give him our information, we would love that.
Yeah. So yeah, and I'll link you guys up. So he's at Cuck Dustin on X. So really good guy.
Like, we had a wonderful conversation. And Poe, tell me if I'm wrong. Our conversation with Drew Marsden.
Oh, that was amazing. Yeah.
I love Drew.
He's a wonderful human. He really is. And he is a, and Doc, I'm not trying to take away from you.
Damn it.
He is also, like you, a prolific lifestyle bull. He's that name that you say it and cucks from here to there shiver. Right? And he has dreams of being a cuckold.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
When you hear our conversation with him, when you start listening to Cuck My Life podcast, you will hear that conversation. And it's very similar to what you're dealing with, right? Like it's that feeling where what Dustin went through, which is he's been in the lifestyle a long time, and he's still a very prolific, but he recognizes the closeness, that intimacy that cuckold couples have. And he craves it for himself, and I don't blame him.
Yeah. I agree. And I mean, I definitely need to talk to Drew because I've messaged him back and forth a little bit this year, but I don't think I've actually had a conversation with him for probably the better part of a year, because I know he took a little hiatus
He was gone for a while.
Yeah, he was gone for a while, and I haven't spoken to him since. But I mean, yeah, he's such a gentle spirit, but you know, he's definitely prolific. And I even joked to him and Scarlett once. I told Scarlett, Salacious Scarlett, I said, "You need to be president. We're gonna elect you." You know, Scarlett, 2024. Well, yeah, you remember that? I was like, Scarlett, yeah. 2024, and I said, Drew Marsh is gonna be your vice president. And I was like, I'm a vote for you.
Is one of our upcoming interviews as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to her about her movement to free women, and you know, we as cucks, we're all very feminist and believe in women, up with women all day long. And Scarlett is a wonderful voice for women. We can't wait to have a conversation with her. We're really looking forward to it.
Oh yes, yes, she's like such a wonderful woman. I had a chance to meet her in person at the Houston Splash Mocha. So she's a great woman. So I love it.
In November?
Yeah, this past November.
Tatiana and I were supposed to be there. We couldn't make it because of some health-related issues. But we were supposed to be there. I wish we had been able to go. I really do.
Oh, man. Well, we'll definitely meet at a future Splash Mocha, I'm sure.
Oh, I can't wait, Doc. And we... You and I have a beer coming. That's the one way or the other, however that works out, we got a beer coming.
I will hold you to that, Mr. Hopeful. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I promise.
And so people that
I'll buy you a shot.
You bought me a shot. Hey, I'll take a shot versus the beer. You know, I don't drink beer for the most part, just because barley, liquid bread, go see the tummy, gotta keep my girlish figure, you know. You know how it is.
So that's, you know, that's my main concern.
No, about actually, too, I right? don't.
Guys, so fitness tips. Fitness tip from Doc.
Like an upside down egg.
And no,
you know, nobody can see your face right now. Like when you look quizzical, it doesn't really project in a podcast. Just so you know.
But I'm at a loss for words when you said upside down egg. I was like. You know, what?
Like the Weevil's
Wall? That's like somebody talking to me and saying, "Hey, the world is flat," which there are some flat earthers out there.
Last summer, I wore a Speedo, and it was like a basketball wearing a rubber band.
Oh shit! You need to wear a Speedo with a cuck cage on. Take a picture and put it on X. All right, so guys, this podcast, you're going to be able to get it on get access to it on cuckmylife.com. I want you guys, and even ladies that are listening to this, for you guys, I want you all to save it to your browser. I want you to subscribe to it. It's going to be on Apple, Spotify, Google, all the major podcast platforms. And you guys have recorded how many episodes already?
We're 10 or 11 in.
Okay. All right. And Cuck My Life is going to air in April 2024, right?
Yes.
Oh, we're really looking forward to it, Doc. If you're listening to us on your podcast right now, you should be able to go to cuckmylife.com and find our podcast. You should be able to find it on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Just add us. Subscribe, follow, listen once in a while. Check out the 5 episodes that are dropping right now. And if you don't like it, hey, no harm, no foul. But we think you're going to enjoy it. We think you're going to be entertained and maybe even a little educated. And we think you're going to have fun.
What? If they don't like it, why would you even say that?
Well, listen, Doc, we're not for everybody, right? Listen, a lot of people would rather listen to you and your adventures than to listen to us talk about the basics. I mean, personally, if we're up to me, I'd rather listen to Add Sexy Soccer Mom and Add Hot Soccer Daddy talk about her adventures than listen to Poe talk. But we do think that we have something very interesting, and we think that you will be entertained, and we think you'll like it. Give us a listen.
Add Hot Sexy Mom.
No, add Hot Sexy Soccer Daddy. Add Hot Soccer Dad. They're wonderful people. They're really interesting. I
am dreaming at nighttime about at hot sexy mom. Like she
at
is
hot at she, sexy soccer mom with three X's and at hot soccer daddy.
I mean, she can juggle my soccer balls anytime. I mean, oh my god, she is gorgeous. If you haven't listened to their
podcast, you totally should. They're wonderful. She is, and we're reaching out to him right now, trying to set up something with him. But she is. She talks about what a goof she is. She talks about how she's just a regular person whose husband came to her and said, hey, you know what? I have this idea and I'd really like you to think about it. And now she's having the time of her life. And so is he, by the way. Like, it's really wonderful. And I've reached out to him and and he said it sounds interesting. We're really hoping he's going to come on the show. And there are a lot of great podcasts out there. A lot of great ones. Yours, we love the Kinky Cocktail Hour. We love Venus. We love a lot of these podcasts, but we think that we have a different perspective. We think, like I said, Doc, we have that third angle of the triangle, that cucks view.
I love it. I love it. If you are listening to this podcast, then Cuck My Life has officially launched. And so I'm going to have links in the show notes to Cuck My Life, you guys, but don't be lazy. Just go to cuckmylife.com. God damn it. And go there. Listen to all these episodes. Download it. I want y'all to share it to your Twitter, to your Instagram. I want you guys to spread the good news of cuckolding. Cuck My Life is here and is here to stay and is here to cuck your life too. And before we get going, I want you guys to talk to me about me having a cuck cage on and what the hell is up with that. And
Listen, Poe and I had a conversation about how I talk too much, but Poe doesn't get caged. So I wish Aussie was here because Aussie lives in a cage, right? At Cuckoo Cuck lives in a cage. He is out once a month, I think, for maintenance, and that's it. Like, he's in 24/7 all the time. And we have we haven't recorded the chastity episode yet, but we are going to over the next couple of weeks, and that will be in those first few episodes that we drop. And let me tell you a little bit about chastity, because I have experience that I've been out for about 2 weeks, but prior to that I was in for 20 days, and I can tell you this: it's different for everybody, right? But when it comes to chastity cages, the most important thing you can do is measure appropriately, right? The most important measurement is that circumference around your penis behind your balls, right?
Okay.
So you want your balls and your penis to be through the tape measure and the tape measure to be behind both of those. And then you want to figure out what is tight, but not too tight.
Okay.
All right. That's the most important measurement. Then the best places to look for cages, don't go to the guys who are prominent on Twitter. Go to eBay, Etsy. Make sure you type in your size. Chastity cage, 50 millimeters. Chastity cage, 52 millimeters. Whatever it is.
What if I'm 100 millimeters?
You're not. you're just not. Right,
that's like, Shane Diesel. That's Shane Diesel right there.
Even Shane Diesel probably isn't. Like, look, I don't think we could find a cage that could hold Shane. Right, and there's not a cuck in the world who doesn't think about Shane at least once a day. I promise you. And nobody,
Daddy listen, Diesel.
First of all, your dick shouldn't be caged. His dick really shouldn't be caged. Right, that thing should be free. My dick. Nobody gives a shit if it's in a cage. Nobody cares, right? I will tell you, this is one of my favorite stories about penis humiliation, which my partner is very good at. Tatiana, she relishes in talking to me about how small my penis is. And about a year ago, she asked me how big my penis was realistically. And like every other man in the world, and don't fucking pretend you haven't. We've all measured, all of us, every single, you've all fucking measured.
But see, the tape measure was not right. It was, I think the measurements were off.
It's just, fuck the metric system.
Right.
There's several people in the UK and Australia that are like, fuck you, hopeful. We're going to keep our metric system.
Into my 30s, I measured it, and it was fucking 6 inches. It was 6 inches to the tip, and not
six inches
and a,
erect,
6 inches in a millimeter.
Six inches erect or limp?
No, lick. Erect. Sometimes when it's not erect, it's an innie. But it had always been 6 inches right on the dot. Like, I measured it a million times. Doc, you've measured yours. But now I'm a little bit older, and about a year ago, mistress, who loves to tease me, said, go get me a tape measure. And I said what I always say to her. I looked her right in the eye, and I said, yes, ma'am. And I went and got her the tape measure. She made me get erect, and she's very good at that.
Oh, yeah.
And then she measured it, and it was 5.5. And I was like, fuck you, lady. It's been 6 since I was a kid. It's not fucking fun. But, you know, either, you know, becoming a basketball wearing a rubber band or being an older individual, whatever it is, has come back to haunt me. And now my 6-inch penis is no longer 6 inches. And I'm just going to be honest. I can't afford to lose inches.
I did a research, okay? And they said that the average penis is about 5.75 inches erect. And so most people don't know what the average penis is. So most guys think that they're small when really they're average.
They're like, I look kind of small compared to Peter North and Shane Diesel. I don't know, man. I guess.
Well, okay. So like, okay. It's just like the NBA, right? Let's talk about heights, right? So Shane Diesel is like the Shaquille O'Neal of dicks.
He's like,
right?
He's like Shaquille O'Neal and his twin brother.
Yeah. Right. You know, he's probably like Yao Ming. Right. And I mean, you don't see very many 7-foot people walking around. I think like on the street, maybe I've seen like 1 or 2 7-footers in my whole life. Right. You know, that's like pretty freaking, you know, giant. Right. That's Shane Diesel. You know, me, I'm like your average, like dude that's 6'4". Right. So that's tall. Right. But you don't look at somebody that's 6'4" and you're like, oh my God, that's a towering giant. You know, you just say, okay, well, yeah, this is a tall guy, you know. And then you got people that are 5'3", 5'4", right? You're like, oh, hey, that's a short fella, you know.
So you're saying I'm like the Muggsy Bogues of this conversation.
Even Muggsy Bogues, he's 5'7". My height. But like, okay.
There I was thinking I had a small penis. I'm just Spud Webb.
Okay. So if you're 5.5 inches, you're like the average dude. The average dude is 5'9.5", 5'10", in that range, right? In height. Mm-hmm. So you are the average guy. Hopeful. Congratulations.
Well, I'm 5'11". And let me just say this.
Well, your dick.
Wish I had gotten the extra dick, inch someplace else.
Your dick is 5'9.5". How about that?
There you go. Actually, if you're 5'7", my dick's probably 5'6".
Beautiful. Okay, we'll go with that. So, hey, I'm 6'4".
Well, listen,
somewhere.
Let me just tell you this. I'm pretty sure you could teach Tatiana to like looking down.
Oh, I definitely would enjoy that. I definitely would enjoy that. So, guys, we're going to end this, all right? But I want y'all to go right now to cuckmylife.com, cuckmylife.com. I want y'all to hashtag it. I want y'all to hashtag CML, hashtag cuckmylife on X, on Instagram, TikTok, whatever social media is out there. I want y'all to follow this because this is going to be a popping community. This is literally going to be the biggest cuckold community in the world. I speak that into existence. And I want you guys to give those people that are wanting to get into cuckoldry some words of advice. And then we're going to end this episode. So 3, 2, 1, go.
Ask some questions. Ask lots of questions. Ask yourself. Ask your partner. Ask the person you're going to be with. And you know, don't be afraid of not knowing. Ask if you don't know. It's all right.
The best advice I can give anybody who wants to be in this lifestyle, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, be vulnerable. Talk to your partner about who you are and how you see yourself and what you want. And then, in every way possible, answer their questions.
I love it. I love it.
Be vulnerable. Tell them who you are. And it's not easy, right? It took me probably a week of conversations to explain this whole thing to Tatiana. And then it took her a couple of days to figure out how to respond. This is complicated conversations, and you need to be able to use your words.
I love it. So this has been Doc Chocolate BBC of bullsandqueens.com and Full White Boy and Hopeful Cuck of cuckmylife.com. Until next time, you guys, y'all stay beautiful. You guys stay blessed. You guys love each other. And we'll see y'all on the next episode. Bye.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.